write a short story every week. It's not possible to write 52 bad short stories in a row. Ray Bradbury. Welcome to Bookish, a literary podcast. I'm Paul, and hope everybody's having a great Easter weekend. It's time again for Short Story Saturday, which I admit has been infrequent and will hopefully become more frequent as we move into the spring. In any case, today's story is one of mine, not from the world of The Last Word, but from the world of my writing life, and I hope you enjoy it. Writer's Block and Elephant Gods by Paul Combs. It started with the simple case of writer's block. Maybe not simple exactly, since this period of blockage had lasted longer than the waiting line at the DMV. I was dealing with it like any other writer does, by scrolling through cat videos on YouTube, certain that a feline playing the accordion would be the key to unlock the next great American novel. After a few days of this, I decided I needed divine inspiration rather than cat wisdom, and Googled the phrase patron saint of writers. I already had a muse, of course. All writers do. But mine was an angry Nordic Valkyrie who was fond of death metal, and we weren't speaking at the moment. Having grown up Catholic, I immediately recognized St. Francis de Sales in the search results. He's the Catholic patron saint of writers. But the balding, bearded, 16th century portrait that stared out at me was no more inspiring than the orange tabby on the water slide had been. I also saw, right next to St. Francis on page 2 of the results, Ganesha, or Ganesh, I've seen it spelled both ways, the Hindu god who was also, to my surprise, the patron of authors. There's no doubt that a deity with the head of an elephant and four arms is an impressive sight, but the image did nothing for my writer's block. I closed my laptop and took a nap. I woke a few hours later, determined to get back to my blank page, but instead scrolled through Facebook to see which of my high school friends had gotten fat, gone bald, had grandkids, all the information that now makes reunions unnecessary. And what did I see halfway down the page but an ad from the Franklin Mint offering me 20% off a 12-inch marble statue of Ganesha. Now I knew that Facebook, Google, and the rest had refined the business of targeted marketing to an art form, but this was impressive by any standard. I had not searched for Ganesha, only the phrase patron of writers, had only ever clicked on the one image of the elephant god, and had never purchased anything from the Franklin Mint. And yet here he was. I shrugged it off, exited Facebook, and went to get tacos. On my third taco, I was reading posts on the Writer's Digest Twitter feed when yet another Franklin Mint ad for Ganesha appeared, this time at 30% off. And my mama didn't raise no fool. Once was a coincidence, twice was a sign from above. I clicked on the ad, found the $65 price minus the discount acceptable, and hit add to cart. The immediate rush of adrenaline at having done something so concrete to break my creative slump was so exhilarating that I ordered two more tacos. Now all I had to do was wait, and not for long with expedited shipping. 3 agonizingly long days later, my friendly UPS driver arrived with a package much heavier than I had expected. Ripping open the box, I discovered that the folks at the Franklin Mint take their statues seriously. This was no cheap, hollow plaster figurine. It was solid enough to be used as a murder weapon in an Agatha Christie novel. And it was beautiful, inspiring, worthy to adorn the desk of Dickens or Austen. I set Ganesha on my writing desk, where it towered over the framed photo of Hemingway and the 3-inch plastic St. Francis de Sales figurine I had ordered the same day as Ganesha, just in case the writing gods were Christian, and got down to work. My fingers flew across the keys as Ganesha smiled down benevolently upon me. 2 hours later, I had completed my first short story in months about a cat who could play the accordion. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Bookish. I hope you found it both informative and entertaining. If you'd like to keep episodes like this coming, I'd also like you to consider supporting us by clicking the Support This Podcast link on the Anchor site. For as little as 99 cents a month, you can keep episodes like this coming and also help us get to the point where we're completely ad-free. Thanks again.